Good morning, Dr. Schneck. Fitting a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Kevin Ashline. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 7/18/23, Mr. Ashline performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period, compared to a prior study dated 1/4/23, there's been no significant change. Period. Paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Mary Waugh, W-A-U-G-H. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 7/18/23, Mrs. Waugh performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction nor bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/28/22, there's been no significant change. Period. A paragraph impression, mild restriction without airways obstruction and without progression. Period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Dana Humphreys. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 7/18/23, Mrs. Humphreys performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 96%. Period. Patient achieved 482 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation remained 96%. Period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test of Michael Markham. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 7/18/23, Mr. Markham performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 95%. Period. Patient achieved 330 meters in 6 minutes, period. At the end of the study, the saturation was 93%, period. A paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.